From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. When it comes to making lunch for their kids, moms and dads have usual favorites. For some parents in the United States, those favorites are peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, also known as PB&Js. Fruit, like apples, and bananas are also popular. But one mother has an unusual go-to ingredient for her children's lunches. Jenny Mullen uses funny-looking candy eyes. She has learned that her children will eat any healthy food if it has edible eyeballs attached. The eyeballs are really pieces of candy. Her children laugh while they eat healthy foods like bell peppers, kiwis, or dates. The writer and actor says the candy eyes make lunch more fun. She wrote about her creative school lunches in a book, Dictator Lunches, Inspired Meals That Will Compel Even the Toughest of Children. Honestly, first of all, just buy yourself some candy googly eyes. They are tried and true, she said. She admits that you lose something nutritionally by giving children candy, but she thinks that getting children to eat healthy food by putting candy on it is worth it. Mullen's lunch tricks bring together food and craft. She uses tricks because her two sons do not like to eat different kinds of foods. So she decorates their food to look like animals, or even their favorite Pokemon characters. She makes edible bugs made from dates, pretzel sticks for the legs, and of course, candy eyes. She also uses leftover Chinese food to make panda bears from rice and seaweed. Mullen notes that she puts yogurt into fruit, like strawberries and raspberries, and then tops with some granola, a mixture of oats and nuts. She says her lunch projects are easy to do, and her sons think they have won a big prize at their midday meal. The edible art is not hard to make. To create it, she says you only need a few tools: a vegetable peeler, shaped containers and cutters, and some special knives. She says she does not have to buy special ingredients. She uses leftovers from dinner the night before and everyday items from her food storage area. She likes using sunflower seed butter to stick her creations together. This idea of making food fun-looking is not new. Some Japanese parents are known for creating artful lunches, called bento boxes. They often have cute animal-shaped rice balls and flowers or other shapes made from vegetables. Mullen says making fun-looking, artful lunches for her children helps to ease her guilt. She says, I am a working mom, and not the mom doing pickup and drop-off. I'm not with them at the park after school every day. I am usually working. Her artful lunches are her way of reminding her children that she is thinking of them. Mullen says she also wants to teach them healthy eating habits. She says that by getting kids to eat vegetables at a young age, they will grow up to eat healthy foods later in life. She also says it is a good way to get children to try foods from other cultures. If they need to be tricked sometimes, that is okay. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.